This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. Join us here on the live Sunday edition of the program. You can talk on the radio at 855-450-FREE about whatever's on your mind. 855-450-3733. And we did have last night a story here about Donald Trump on this whole immigration thing. We ended up last night talking about your blue card plan. But tonight, I do want to jump into the story here from Forbes. It's Ian and Mark in the studio with you tonight. From Dolia Estevez, a contributor at Forbes, and she writes, Republican frontrunner Donald Trump has sparked outrage among Mexicans and Latinos over comments that he made when he kicked off his presidential bid about Mexico sending its rapists and criminals to the United States and calling for a human-proof wall on the U.S.-Mexican border to keep them out.
I wonder, I mean, like, that sounds legitimate. I get how, Latinos and Hispanics, there's actually a difference there. Hispanics speak Spanish as their native language. Latinos are from Latin American countries.
Okay.
I get how they feel in this area. I just wonder what Americans would feel like if some Mexican president was saying, talking about what the United States is doing and how it's sending over criminals and, you know, these sorts of things to the United States. I wonder how they would react.
Since then, Trump's anti-immigrant rhetoric has become more strident. He wants to deport 11.3 million undocumented workers, 6 million of which are Mexicans, and strip babies born to undocumented immigrants of their birthright citizenship. Here is some data that suggests that five of Trump's most outrageous statements about immigrants, Mexico, and the border do not correspond to reality. So we'll jump into that. But real quick here, he apparently wants to deport 11.3 million undocumented workers. How is he going to accomplish that? Because the only way I can see is the total police state. I mean, house-to-house searches, businesses being raided, demanding, you know, putting their employees and managers and staff at gunpoint and demanding they hand over their files to show their papers for all their workers to make sure they're all legal. That's already happening. We've seen that happening in various different towns. There have been whole towns who've had, like, a major corporation that's sort of the top employer in the town, like a meat packaging facility or something like that, where they've gone in there and have basically shut the business down because they've taken away so many of their workers, which ultimately kills the town because, well, that's who was working at the place, was all the townspeople. And
sure. I mean, nobody's going to buy your groceries if nobody's there making money.
Yeah, exactly. So, number one, immigrants are no criminals. In his kickoff speech in June, Trump said that Mexican undocumented immigrants are rapists, and they're bringing drugs and crime, he claims. Data shows the real estate mogul's assertions are wrong. According to a July report by the American Immigration Council, immigration is associated with lower crime rates, and immigrants are less likely than the native-born to be serious criminals.
You would think that that would be the case, right? Like, they wouldn't want to get in trouble because they don't want to get kicked out of the country, so they're more careful. But, I mean, you know, that's not the rhetoric, and that's not what you hear about.
Well, right, because these people like Donald Trump, they want to blame immigrants for all the country's problems, when in point of fact, it's really the government that is the source of a lot of the problems in the United States. But, you know, if you've got a scapegoat like immigrants, then it just makes it easy to push off all the issues onto them. Between 1990 and 2013, when unauthorized immigrants in the U.S. more than tripled from 3.5 million to 11.3 million, FBI data indicate that the violent crime rate declined 48%, which included falling rates of aggravated assault, robbery, rape, and murder. Likewise, the property crime rate fell 41%, including declining rates of motor vehicle theft, larceny and robbery, and burglary. The American Immigration Council also found that immigrants are less likely than native-born Americans to engage in either violent or nonviolent antisocial behaviors. The immigrants are less likely than the native-born to be repeat offenders among high-risk adolescents, and that immigrant youth who were students in U.S. middle and high schools in the mid-90s are now young adults and have among the lowest delinquency rates of all young people.
So all the evidence really seems to be the opposite of the idea that immigrants are somehow more prone to crime than anybody else.
I wonder how their children are. You know, when oftentimes what you'll see is the children of people who have worked very hard to make a better life for themselves can be brats. And I wonder how the children of immigrants are, you know, the what they call first generation, these sorts of things.
Well, it does say here that these are the immigrant youth who were in school in the 90s they're now among the lowest delinquency rates of all young people.
I meant...
You mean who are children right now?
Born in the United States.
Okay.
I just wonder. You know, like usually when people are, you know, when people have it, people work hard to make a better life for themselves, their children don't appreciate it. I remember Bill Cosby doing a bit on how, what it was like. He grew up poor and his kids grew up rather wealthy, as you can imagine. So, you know, regardless of whatever's gone on with him and the rest of his life.
Jeff is in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Jeff, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys. I had a couple of things. One thing is the police thing with Obama. Now, he's made the statement he wants to have a police force bigger and better than the other one. He meant like a national police like they had in communist countries and like Hitler had. But
what he meant was like a national service group, right?
Yeah, as big, as strong, and as powerful as the military.
So like the federal agencies are all being armed up, you know, and giving machine guns and everything for all these different alphabet soup agencies. And he would like to get rid of the local police and have a national, more of a national type police force. And he may be doing it in piecemeal. That's one thing. And then the other thing is, so that's how he can be against police, the local police, and yet for a national police force.
So he could be for a national police force, but against the sort of local police.
I see. Okay, I get that point. That's interesting.
There you go. And then the other thing is, the churches, you were talking about income tax earlier with Mr. Schiff, the junior and senior, and the churches are always saying, you know, pay your taxes. Well, of course, churches are tax exempt, and that makes them a lapdog of the government, which is our problem because 200 plus years ago, the churches were, the pulpits were on fire with righteousness. And
well, actually, it's not the fact that churches are tax exempt that makes them the lapdog for government. It's the IRS 501c3. Status that makes them the lapdog of government. The natural status of a church is to be tax exempt and also to not be a 501c3. But when churches go and they apply for this status with the IRS, that makes them beholden to various different IRS rules, and it changes what they can say from the pulpit, and you know they can't endorse candidates, and there's a lot of things that they all of a sudden do not have the freedom to speak once they join this 501c3 system. But you don't have to have 501c3 in order to be considered a tax-exempt church. Hey, thanks, Jeff. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And that's one of the things the free church movement is all about. The Shire Free Church is
part of that.
Is part of that. That's a church that some of the activists here founded in New Hampshire. And it's a free church.
But it's global.
I don't know how many locations there are outside of New Hampshire, but
it's global in that anybody can set up a Shire Free Church.
Yeah, that's true.
With that shares our beliefs.
I believe there may be one or two ministers that I know of, at least, that are outside of New Hampshire.
Right.
But anyway, the idea of the free church movement is to free churches from the oppression of the IRS regulations, as well as other government bureaucracy. So many churches will, when they're forming their church, try to go through some kind of legal channels, as though they have to ask the government for permission to create a church.
That's what people do these days, right? Like, you know, you want to open a business, you go get an occupational license. First thing you do is ask the government for all kinds of permission to do anything.
Yeah, that's backwards from the way things are supposed to be. The church came before government, and so, you know, you don't need to ask a governmental bureaucrat permission to create a church. You don't have to fill out some government form.
They sure wouldn't mind if you do, though.
No, they would love that. They want you to fill out their forms. They want you to jump through their hoops. They want you to ask their permission so they can lord over you, so they can be the god that is sort of to the side of the other god in the church. And I find that to be very, very disturbing, and that's one of the reasons why the Shire Free Church was formed as a free church, part of that free church movement.
I can't imagine that too many people find it to be comforting that the government attempts to insert itself in your relationship with your church and God.
Well, I think that most of the churches do it because they feel they have to. They've been told by attorneys that they have to go and get this 501c3 thing, and that's just because the attorney wants you to hire them.
Yeah, well,
yeah, that's all.
You don't need paperwork to do it otherwise.
Yeah, exactly right. You just create your church. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More of the debunking of Donald Trump's anti-immigration claims
by Forbes.
It's Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines. Great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com. That's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition continuing here. And yes, it is the Labor Day weekend versions of Free Talk Live. Unlike your other talk shows on the radio, Free Talk Live is here. We're actually live on Sunday night during our live hours, which are 7 to 10 at night Eastern time. So, of course, if you're not listening from 7 to 10 at night Eastern, then you aren't listening live. But we were here live.
Okay, right, so. We were here.
Yeah. And we'll be here again tomorrow, the Labor Day edition of the show as well, celebrating our 9th full year completed here in New Hampshire as early movers of the Free State Project, which, of course, is your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. If you love the ideas of freedom and you want to see them put into practice, you want to see them maybe happen at some time in your life, well, here's the trick. You've got to get together with other people who think like you do, because people who love liberty are just too spread, too thin. There's just not enough of us in any one place. And the idea is, let's get enough of us in one place so we can actually have an impact and make a difference and achieve some semblance of more freedom before we all croak. Go to freestateproject.org and learn more about it, and then get signed up and start planning your move to New Hampshire. If you love liberty, if you understand what freedom means, you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you do not use aggressive force to achieve your goals in life. If you are of a peaceful kind of person and you love liberty, then you'll love the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org. As we go to Dave, we'll talk more about immigration with a debunking of what Donald Trump has been claiming publicly. First, though, Dave is in New York, and you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Dave.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind, Dave?
Remember how a couple of days ago where I mentioned a DS board?
A DS board. I don't know what a DS board is.
It's called a desk squad. When Nicholhood called him, my friend Nicholhood from Boston, when he called him, whatever. Anyway, there are these people on this board who I cannot stand anymore. And once I find them, I'm going to knock their head in the freaking phone, because I'm sick and tired of them calling me names, saying this and this about me. I'm sick of it. I'm going to find
what
them.
Kind of name, Dave, what kind of names do they call you?
I'm gonna find them, and I'm gonna.
Well, there's some you can't say on the air, I imagine. So don't say certain words, otherwise.
They didn't call you a pedophile, did they?
I'm gonna knock your head in the goddamn phones, because I'm sick of.
Yeah, GD.
Yeah, we'll let them get away with that. But you can't say things like that on the radio.
You can't say GD on the radio.
Yeah, you really can't say that.
It deeply offends some people.
The what?
Like, you can't say GD. You know, like the long word that you just used. You can't say that one on the air.
Why?
Yeah.
Because I told you.
So, Dave,
I'm pissed.
Yeah, you're always pissed. When are you not pissed is what I'd like to know. Is there ever a time when you are just content?
Yes.
When?
You should do more of that.
When I'm more content and when I'm at ease, is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That happens to be when I'm out and about driving around by myself, you know, sightseeing or whatever. You know, up on the walkway in the Hudson, you know, that's when I'm content and I'm at ease. But when I come home and I
about what percentage of your day do you feel content?
I would say, I have no idea. But like, I'm sick and tired of all these a-holes
10%?
On this DS board.
5%?
No. I'd say maybe 30, 35, I'm guessing.
So what? So 35? Okay. So
that's what he's sleeping.
You're feeling.
No, I'm not sleeping. Like, I'm sick and tired of all these people on this DS board calling me names, saying, oh, I don't
know. Why don't you just quit?
Did they call you, like, a leech?
They say all these other names. There's this guy named Mike H. Arch Stanton, IAC.
I know. You mentioned these guys before.
I'm sick of it.
Okay, all right. But you're not that sick of it, right? Because you're one of these people who you secretly love it. Because
no,
you
know,
love
I'm
the attention.
I'm planning on getting the board shut down.
How are you going to shut the board down?
I'm going to get this message. Yes, I do. I'm going to get Bain's board shut down.
How is that?
Down.
How are you going to do that?
You ever hear the word cyber stalking? That's what they're doing. They're cyber stalking. I'm going to get his board shut down. I'm going to bring his
wait a minute. You can't
bring
go
his
into
the court.
Hold on, dude. You can't go in. You can't go on somebody else's forum and then claim they're cyber stalking you. You went into their forum.
No, Nicholhood, you know.
I don't care about the names, dude. I don't care. Dave, I don't care about who was involved.
They invited
you understand?
Me there. They
you
invited me there.
And
they
you went there. It's not cyber stalking if you go into the bully's house and you sit on the couch while he yells at you.
They invited me there.
And besides, we all know what it's like, Dave, when, and thank you for the call tonight. We all know what it's like when Dave goes into one of these online forums, at least those of us who, you know, been around for Dave's calls and have seen how he behaved on the Free Talk Live VBS, which is our internet forum, and it's mostly dead now, and I don't really know why we continue with it, but it's still there. For those of you who are not on Facebook, you can check out our BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com. But you won't be able to see most of Dave's posts because they've been cleansed from the forum, given that he came in there and basically upset all of the moderators to the point where they were so sick of him. They were so sick of him, they banned him, and then they banned all of his other 50 accounts that he created after they banned the first one.
It's like a bullet in a china shop.
Look, you don't get to come into somebody's forum, somebody's private forum on the internet, and then get upset when they don't like you causing trouble. Because Dave is like, he's like, you know, those people after September 11th, the Americans who were, their response was, where'd that come from? My God, those Middle Easterners, they just hate us. They hate Americans. What's this? How'd this happen? Well, they just attacked us out of nowhere. And it's like, you know, oh, well, you forgot about all the times when, you know, the United States was over in the Middle East bombing and killing and, you know, putting in their own puppet dictators and things like that. And it's similar with Dave going into an internet forum. Dave just conveniently seems to forget all of the times that he's told people to F off and, you know, was very, very rude to people on these internet forums. And then he acts like, what? I'm just persecuted here. These people, I'm going to have this forum shut down. These attacks have come out of nowhere. I did not deserve this. And that's what this is like. And the really crazy thing is, it's been like this for 2 years. I don't know. She's been calling for 2 years. It seems like it.
I think it's about that
number. I think it's been a couple of years since Dave started calling his show.
I think he gets his interpersonal relationship skills from professional wrestling.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, if you've seen his videos on his Hudson Valley Guy 1 YouTube channel,
that's right, yeah.
You know, he'll get in there with his sunglasses and like, I'm so pissed. I am so angry.
Yeah.
Like, he really essentially is trying to channel Randy Macho Man Savage.
It's true. He does have a lot of shadows of Macho Man, I would say, without the cool factor. Because Macho Man could, you know, he could dress, right? Like, Macho Man was very flashy. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Rest in peace, Macho Man. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Greg. He's in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Greg.
Hey, how are you?
What's on your mind, Greg? Go ahead.
I got to talk to you about church.
Okay, sure.
Need to worry about the government if they would just pay taxes on all of the properties that they own.
Why should anyone have to pay taxes?
Well, because the government says we have to, but
because they're going to put you in prison. Is that right? Because they'll hurt you.
No, I mean, why is the government giving churches free taxes, free property taxes? That makes the churches. Makes the churches wanting being a slave to the government. If they would just start paying their taxes, then they wouldn't have anything to do with it.
That is one of the most convoluted things I think I've heard tonight. I do want to hang on to you here. Stand by, Greg. I want to explore this idea that somehow paying...
If anybody's a slave to the government, it's people who have to give them their money.
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can dial toll free to join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The best choice for getting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, Litecoin, and Dogecoin? ExpressCoin.com. You can get cryptocurrency with money order or check. And they're a licensed money services business, whether in the U.S. or Canada. They can probably help you get Bitcoin. Go to ExpressCoin.com. Bitcoin price went up from like 230 to 240 within the last couple days. Been a good weekend here for Bitcoin, but it may go up still further, or it might go down. You don't know what's going to happen with Bitcoin, but it's an exciting decentralized currency that arguably is the world's most valuable currency. And I actually had a really great weekend doing Bitcoin outreach at the Keene Music Festival here in town. Had a lot of good conversations with folks about Bitcoin, and no real issues with people downing it. You know, sometimes you'll hear people kind of S-talking Bitcoin when you do outreach about it, and I didn't get any of that. I did get one guy telling me he effing hated me, or he effing hated you guys, which means presumably all the liberty activists in the Keene area. But I talked to hundreds of people, and most of them were pretty positive, so all was well. And you can go and get to your Bitcoin at ExpressCoin.com, and you can use coupon code FTL like Free Talk Live, and that will get you up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee at all. So if you've been waiting, now's the time to go and do it. ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL. We do still have Greg in Michigan. I'm super confused here, Greg. You had called in to advocate that churches pay taxes and that somehow that would not make them slaves. Can you just make sure I'm clear on that?
No, I guess I didn't explain myself very well. I just felt that if churches paid taxes, then they wouldn't be beholden to the government. They could say and do what they want in the pulpit.
Right. Okay, now, you seem to be really confused, because churches can say and do what they want in the pulpit. The ones that can't are the 501c3 churches.
Correct.
The pile of government paperwork.
And 501c3 has no bearing on whether or not your church has to pay taxes.
Well, they don't pay taxes, do they?
Nope, neither type do, the free churches nor the 501c3 churches. And here's another thing I sort of wonder is that the church got pretty much everything that it got from people who've already paid taxes on what they're giving to the church,
yeah,
right?
Presumably.
So why do you want to tax them again
on
this?
That's how taxes work. I mean, they keep hitting you every time the money moves. Hmm?
No, I really don't want to tax the churches.
Oh, good.
I do question a lot of the churches, so-called churches, become churches so they don't have to pay taxes on their property. I don't know which ones are legit and which ones aren't.
Well, if you claim that you're a church and you have a religion, then that makes you legit, in my mind, because everybody can have a different religion. There are all kinds of different choices out there. I'm glad to hear you don't want to force taxes on churches, because there is a group of people out there that want to see that happen. And thanks, Greg, for your call here tonight. And to those people, maybe there's one of them listening. I had thought Greg was one of them from his initial call, and I'm glad we cleared it up. But if you are one of those people who thinks that churches should have to pay taxes, here's my argument or my questions to, you know, why I don't think that should be the case. Because it really wouldn't make sense, would it, to force, let's say, Christians to pay a tax to Muslims, for instance, or vice versa. It wouldn't really make sense, right? Like, that would be clearly wrong, to force everybody who is a Christian to pay a tax on a monthly or weekly or yearly basis to their local mosque.
Clearly, that would not make a lot of them very happy.
No, and vice versa as well, right? Like, if the Muslims were forced to pay taxes to the local Christian churches, that also would not make sense. And it wouldn't make sense for the Presbyterians to be forced to pay taxes to benefit the Catholics. Right. None of this makes sense. That's clear wrong. Right. Like, to take money from one church and give it to another.
I'm with you.
That's all that happens when somebody pays taxes to the government. When the government is a church, it's a crazy religion. The state is a religious belief system from top to bottom. It's the belief in the deity of the state.
Well, I can see how people agree with you and how people disagree with you. So the government is something that people need, right? Like, people need to have restrictions on their behavior, and if they don't, then you're going to have a great deal of problems.
Well, churches can provide government for people too.
Churches have provided government. As a matter of fact, if you'll take a look at Pennsylvania from, I think it was in the 1680s, they basically had their own, they ran the government. The Quakers were the government, and one of the reasons they couldn't get a lot done was because Quakers don't vote on things. They come to unity, so they'd have a very difficult time deciding what to do about wars that the United States government was getting involved, or other colonies were getting involved with, and that sort of thing. So, I don't know. I get why you say that the state is a religion. However, I think you're going to have a very difficult time explaining to people how the state is a religion, because they're not going to agree with you.
Well, they don't use the word God, so that's why they don't agree, right? Like, the state will not claim that it is a religion.
If you continue to hand over problems to an organization that has shown consistently it is the worst type of organization to handle any given problem, except perhaps war, then you have a faith-based system because you clearly are not looking at facts any longer, right? Like, if you continue to say, let's give money to this organization that fails and fails decade after decade, and I'm not just talking about the United States government, I'm talking about all of them, then you are a faith-based believer in the state, the religion of the state. That's what your claim is. And what I'd like to hear is somebody sort of call in and take the other side. Because I kind of agree with you. I just, I have a difficult time arguing against your point, Ian. So
it's an evil religion. It's an evil religion that is based on violence. You know, the churches today, and not churches weren't always like this. But
I disagree with you on this one. I think that anybody, property rights are based on...
The state is based on violence, right?
The state is an organization that claims a monopoly privilege on violence. It is not a violent organization in as much as it is an it is a fundamentally a monopoly organization.
It is a violent organization because of that, because they'll use violence to get their way.
Use violence to get your way, right?
No, I don't use aggressive force.
Then you don't have property.
I do not use that's a difference. There's a difference between defensive violence and aggressive violence, and the state uses aggressive violence. You said so yourself. They've got a monopoly on it.
They claim a monopoly on violence. However, they also
specifically
claim
aggressive violence.
They also claim your property and your body. The only time they will use violence is when you say that they don't own your property or your body. So they would therefore be able to say they're only being defensive against their property.
No. Well, they don't have legitimate claim to me. I'm sorry. Just because they say they do doesn't mean they do.
That's why they're a monopoly organization.
I don't get to claim I own all of our listeners. I don't get to claim that I own all of our listeners. And you and I don't get to write down on a piece of paper here, get a fancy piece of hemp paper and write down, and now all of the people listening to Free Talk Live shall be our property and all of their children from here to perpetuity. Signed, Ian and Mark. We don't get to do that. That's not legitimate. And it's not legitimate when men in a room in 1776 or whatever do it as well.
Well, what they did was they gave more freedom to people as opposed to the monarchies that had sort of existed up to that point. That's what kings do, is what you had just said. Mm-hmm. They're the most successful gangster in a given geographic area. And what with the republic idea, essentially you hand off some of this power, you decentralize some of this power. But really,
it's really worked real well to decentralize that power, considering the United States is now the most powerful nation in the entire world.
Also, you'll have to look, by the way, for people that advocate for the United States in this way, let's take a look at Canada. Canada, you have a test case here. The United States and Canada going through time together. Mm-hmm. One revolts, the other does not. The United States currently, on 2015's Cato's chart, the Human Freedom Index.
That's right.
United States came in number 20 and Canada came in 7th. Was that about right?
Maybe 6 for Canada.
I need to look that up to make sure.
Canada was top 10.
But if you're a big advocate of human freedom, can you tell me exactly how the revolution was a benefit?
So anyway, I don't understand why this violent church allows other churches to be exempt, but for whatever reason, they respect that freedom of religion. And I think that's because it's inherently crazy to have one church pay another. 855, 450 free. Although, these are a crazy, dangerous group of people who will hurt folks, so they can kind of do what they want. I guess I'm grateful they haven't forced churches to pay taxes.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited here to join us on the radio waves here on this live Sunday edition with you tonight. You've got Ian
and Mark.
855-450-3733. Join us.
Liberty Health Share. It's a movement in healthcare today, and it's a movement of people that are ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. It's people like you and me who are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little. People who are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement that's sweeping the nation, and you need to be part of it. Liberty HealthShare is leading the movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing organization of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. You choose your own doctor, you choose your own hospital, you live out your values in healthcare. Join the movement today. Let's change healthcare for good. LibertyHealthShare.org. The number is 855-58-LIBERTY. LibertyHealthShare.org, 855-58-LIBERTY.
All right. I want to discuss more of these Donald Trump debunkings from Forbes magazine, where they are going through five things that they say were extreme statements about immigrants in Mexico, and they are debunking them. We're going to continue with that. Though the question is still on the table, Mark, you had wanted someone to call in to talk about the idea of churches paying taxes, right? Like somebody who wanted to advocate for that. Is that who you wanted to call in?
Yeah, I mean, sure. I mean, I'm certainly advocating for that. What I'm really...
You are not advocating for that. You are wanting
advocating for people to call in.
Right.
What I really want to know is what people see, how they look. What I want to know is you were asking whether or not you were making the positive statement that that the state is a religious organization.
Yeah.
I want somebody to call in and argue against that, because I'm not sure that I can see why you make the statement. I just don't think you're necessarily right.
It may not. I'll give you this much. Okay. It may not be the most accurate statement in that religion really focuses on the idea of the nature of the universe. For instance, you know, what does it all mean? Those are generally some of the ideas that are, you know, discussed in religion, and the state certainly doesn't have that aspect to it. You know, they don't study those concepts with the idea of the state. But what it does have is many trappings of religion and a very dangerous.
It's a faith-based organization
religion.
For many people.
Yeah.
If you think that it's going to solve problems, Yeah, you're a faith-based state believer.
Well, right, and the idea is that you believe that this system based on aggression, is going to somehow create a better world. And that is an evil system, a system that is based on the idea of using the threat of force and using actual force on your neighbors to get them to do the things that you want them to do, the things that you think are good, even if your goals are lofty, like, let's say, helping the poor or helping sick people or whatever. Those are fine goals. But churches, the good churches, they go out and they raise money voluntarily for those things. Salvation Army, they ring bells. You know, they do other things, fundraisers.
Charity is also significantly more effective than right. the state in solving those problems because they can look at case-by-case situations. And they're, as far as funding
they're
goes,
more efficient.
We can look at the facts.
Yeah.
They put half as much in administrative costs as the government does.
Yeah. So, you know, you've got churches doing that, all that stuff, helping people on a voluntary basis. The church of the state does not do that. That's why I say they're like this evil church. They even have pews in their courtrooms. They have an icon that they worship. They chant at it. I mean, so there are a lot of things that are like creepy kind of religious status with these guys. I mean, it's I don't know if satanic is the right word or whatever, but it's certainly an evil religion. It is based on violence, and anything that's based on violence is not going to have a good outcome. You know, what you sow is what you reap. And if you're sowing seeds of violence, then you're not going to, even if somebody does get, you know, a hospital stay paid for by the state, ultimately the seeds of that are corrupt. And in the long run, that is not good for society.
Another thing that states, governments mimic religious organizations is all the pomp and all the ceremonies.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a great deal of, you look at these old religious organizations. They got the uniforms, they got the ceremony,
right.
They've got the religious icons,
fancy hats.
They treat these relics and icons with a great deal of importance, right? And
right. The Constitution.
I'm not just talking about the Constitution. How about the flag folding that the guys in the uniform perform on the flag? I mean, what's the difference between the flag and a graven image? I don't think much. Flags were, at one point, they were intended to be sort of, hey, our group of, military guys is over here, their group is over there, let's clash over there. And then people sort of got excited about their banners. And then now they've managed to pass that on to citizens. Because at one point, that was just really for soldiers. And citizens really understood that their government was an organization that extracted wealth from them in exchange for not much. And now, people really acclaim their governments in many ways.
And churches, of course, only get donations from people who find their work valuable, who want to. You know, the tithe is not a requirement. You can go into a public church service, and you can decide to just sit and observe without giving them 10% of everything.
They're usually happy to have you there.
Yeah, exactly. Now, they're hoping that at some point you will decide that you want to join their community on a more full-time basis, and that if you appreciate their efforts, that you would give them something so they can continue their outreach and so on and so forth.
No organization can continue on nothing, including the state.
Right. But the state doesn't operate that way. They, of course, threaten violence. They will use cages and guns and batons and tasers to make you do the things that may be anathema to your core existence. I mean, it's just a scary, horrible concept. And I guess, again, I'll admit to you, Mark, it doesn't have 100% of the things that would define a religion. It certainly doesn't have an explanation for the meaning of the universe or life or things like that.
They do, it was a government that went out to the moon and stuck a flag in it, right? So they kind of are like, well, you can't have life without us. They do sort of say that we give meaning to life. In many ways.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts on what you want. We've got Tom in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, Mark and Ian.
Hey, Tom.
After yesterday's discussion about immigration, very interesting calls and stuff, thought I'd throw in another item is E-Verify. I'm sure a lot of your listeners support E-Verify and think it's a no-brainer, but I used to be in the legislature in Michigan. I remember during a heated debate on E-Verify, I stood up and I said, I do not want the federal government I don't want to have to get approval from the feds in order to get a job. And I don't think you should either. And some of them came up to me incredulous. What do you mean? You wouldn't have to get the approval. or the, you know, your employer. And I said, what do you think? They're just going to run E-Verify on people that look like they might be illegal? I mean, they can't do that.
Yeah, they can't discriminate that way. They've got to do it to everybody.
And then they all started rethinking it, like, wait a minute, the federal government isn't a very good, they don't take care of data very well, and they kind of conveniently lose data when, you know, if it happens to be a Tea Party person or a conservative or a libertarian, you know, it might take a week or two to verify, and then the employer's not going to wait for that. So, it amazes me how people think that that's a great idea, when I think it would be a horrible debacle.
Yeah,
yeah. You bring up a good point. What if now? Consider for a second that in 1941-42, people in the United States who had Japanese surnames, not Japanese people who had Japanese surnames in the United States, as per the U.S. Census, so government paperwork with Japanese surnames, were put into camps. What would happen if, for whatever reason, the United States federal government says people who feel that anti-government people need to not have so much money, they need to be more beholden and understand why the state is important to them, so they may not have certain types of jobs?
Right.
Well, it right. could certainly happen. Things like this have happened before.
I agree. I mean, you're really the employer would have to verify that you are in good standing with the federal government. And I mean, that may be down the future. Have you paid your carbon tax? Have you registered your guns appropriately? Who knows what it's going to be? I mean, they may think yep. they think it's some panacea, but once you let the government in this door, it's going to burst through it. So
that's another great point is when you thank you, Tom, for the call tonight. Another great point is that when you start a government program, even if you have somehow managed, which you won't be able to do, but even if you've somehow managed to create the program the way that you've envisioned, because you're not going to do that because you're not elected, you're not the one writing it. But even if that
It'll
did
never
happen,
be your program.
Right. Even if that did happen, even if you could just go ahead and birth to the world this perfect program that you've envisioned, it will become something you did not envision. Because once it's created, the government has an incentive to make it larger and more intrusive and more oppressive and more expensive than it has ever been. And you can see that happening over and over again throughout the history of the United States. So
that and all governments, that's what governments, I mean, basically, yeah. that's what governments do. It's mission creep. It's all about mission creep.
Right. And so I'm glad to hear that Tom was able to at least perk people up on that issue and like, hey, heads up, what are you thinking?
That's the trick when it comes to convincing people of anything. It's just yeah. working on your verbiage and how you work and how you explain it to people.
Right. Who really wants to live in a police state? A lot of these people who are arguing for immigration restrictions, they don't understand what they're asking for. And they think they're somehow going to be exempt from this police state? No, no, no. Police states don't work that way. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com
and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.